This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Leading in the prayer today is Pastor Valerie Hummel Labowney from Southeast United Methodist Church. And the page leading us in the pledge is Julia Russell.
Let's pray. Creator God, we thank you for safely bringing us together this afternoon to make decisions for the great state of South Dakota. Today we pray for your wisdom to be instilled in us because these decisions we discuss will be affecting hundreds of thousands of your people. Guide our thoughts, our hearts, and our words. May we meditate on our position and use this power for only good. Thank you for the role you play in all of our lives, always calling us to be better. You are truly amazing. We pray all of this in your name. Amen.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Kurd, DeSanto, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heinert, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Kolbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nesseva, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Rush, Russell, Schoenbeck, Smith, Soholt, Solano, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 11th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. For announcements today, first of all, the doctor of the day is Dr. Mary Milroy from Yankton. Mary, would you stand up, please? Dr. Milroy is a general surgeon who specializes in breast surgery. She's also joined by Dr. Milroy, I believe, who's related through marriage. Would you please stand? Is joining here today. Please help me welcome them. Thank you. On behalf of Senator Heinert, we have St. Joseph Indian School students from Chamberlain. Are you in the gallery? Please stand for us. They're joined by David Baldwin, 7th and 8th grade class and social science teacher. Thank you for joining us today in your state capitol. Also, on behalf of Senator Nelson, we have Katie Williams of the National Pro-Life Alliance. Are you in the gallery? Welcome.
Williamson.
I'm sorry, Williamson. Katie Williamson. Thank you for joining us. Also, we would like to issue a thank you to the South Dakota Counseling Association for breakfast in the President's Lobby this morning. Anybody from representative from that group in the gallery? Well, thank you all for breakfast. I didn't get any, but oh well. Also, on behalf of Senator Heinert, today we would like to welcome South Dakota partners in policymaking. The individuals in this group are from all corners of South Dakota and are disability advocates. The Leadership Empowerment Program, facilitated by Disability Rights South Dakota, is in its 27th year in South Dakota, and over 630 citizens have successfully completed the course. Earlier today, the group met with legislators, presenting mock testimony and learning about the legislative process. Disability Rights South Dakota is the facilitator of this self-advocacy group. Anybody from that group representing the, please stand. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Communications.
I have a letter here from former Governor Dennis Dugard, and he says, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed David Wheeler, Beadle County, here in South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission. This appointment is effective May 1st, 2018, and shall continue until January 1st, 2021. Dennis Dugard, Governor.
President Pro Tem has assigned the executive appointment of David Wheeler to the Commerce Committee. Senator Klum?
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. Well, some of you may remember several years ago, one of my brothers was an intern up here. He worked when we had computer interns up here. And this morning at 11:14, he and his wife had another son, first son. They have a daughter, now they have a son. So I just wanted to thank and congratulate him for his new addition to his family. Thank you.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services has had under consideration Senate Bill 72 and with a recommendation that it do pass to be placed on the consent calendar and recommends deferring Senate Bill 6 to the 41st legislative day. Senator Soholt, Chair. The Joint Committee on Appropriations had under consideration Senate Bills 34 and 44 and recommends do pass. Senator Wick, Co-Chair. The Committee on State Affairs had under consideration SJR1, recommends deferring that to the 41st legislative day. And then the committee recommends that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation and appointment of Roger Musak of Mitchell to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. Senator Ewing, Chair. Committee on Taxation had under consideration House Bills 1014 and 1015 and recommends do pass to be placed on the consent calendar. And the committee recommends that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation and appointment of Jim Terwillinger of Peer to the position of Secretary of the Department of Revenue and recommends that this appointment be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Monroe, Chair. And the Committee on Legislative Procedure reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bill 26 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit Senate Bill 26, which has passed the House without change, and I have the honor to transmit House Bills 1003, 1021, 1033, 1046, 1048, 1053, and 1054, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is requested. Sandra J. Zinter, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, a concurrent resolution directing the Executive Board to create a 15-member task force to study and make legislative proposals regarding alternatives to imprisonment of those convicted of the crime of ingestion of controlled substances.
The President Pro Tem has assigned Senate Concurrent Resolution 7 to Judiciary.
Senator Langer moves that
Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 and Senate Resolution Number 1 were read on January 23rd and are now being assigned SCR 6 to Agriculture, SR 1 to State Affairs.
Senator Langer moves that Senate Bill 52 be deferred till Monday, January 28th, the 13th legislative day.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senator Nelson moves that the Committee on Health and Human Services be instructed to deliver Senate Bill 6 to the floor of the Senate pursuant to Joint Rule 7-7.
Nelson motion, is there a second? Comments on that motion, and a reminder, this is a smoke-out motion. Comments should be limited to strictly the motion at hand, not the contents of the bill. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, sir.
Well, my main reason for bringing this is I don't believe the bill got a fair hearing, and I would ask for the 22 members that pledged to support this bill and signed a pledge to do so as a campaign promise.
Senator Nelson, the point of order, I'm sure, is speaking to the contents of the bill. So as far as process and why you think the members should bring this to the floor?
Sure. Well, the reason why I think you should bring it to the floor is because the committee process deprived you, 22 people that pledged to support it, of the right to be able to support it here on the Senate floor. So I'll stand by to answer any questions, and but bottom line is, 22, you had the wisdom to say that this was worth supporting and pledged to do so. You've been deprived the opportunity to do so. Therefore, I believe it did not have a fair hearing, and I'd ask you to bring it out to the Senate floor so you'd have the opportunity to support what you said you would support. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Further comments on the motion? Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I would urge, as chair of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, I would urge the body to resist the smokeout. This bill had a very fair hearing, and it was referred to the 41st day on a vote of 5-2. Adequate time was taken. There was good dialogue for the proponents and the opponents, and this bill was fully heard. Thank you. I urge you to resist.
Further comments on the motion? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, sir. Well, since I need to detail what was not fair about the hearing, there was testimony offered as fact that was, in fact, predictions. It was offered as testimony that this bill, if enacted, would, in fact, bring litigation. Now, unless the proponents, assuming the opponents of this have a crystal ball, I don't see how they can say for fact that that would occur. Now, the part that is extremely unfair about this, and probably the ironic part, is this bill had to be smoked out. Excuse me, the original law had to be smoked out to get passed to begin with. And now we're here seeing history repeated. When you talk about fairness, how is it fair that this bill would require the heartbeat of an unborn baby to be heard?
Point is in order. Senator Nelson, I know it's tough. Try to restrict your comments to the motion.
Well, getting back to the fairness of the hearing, it is inherently unfair that the people that this affect the most, these unborn children, have no voice in this matter. The only voice they can have is from the 22 people who said they'd support this. I will leave the final comment about the fairness of this in that silence in the face of evil itself is evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. Honor your campaign pledge and support this bill. Bring it out here on the floor for it to be passed. Thank you.
Seeing no further comments, the motion then is the 7-7 motion on Senate Bill 6. All those in favor will say aye.
Point of order.
State your point.
Thank you, sir. I believe the rule 7-7 says it has to be called for them to stand if they support the measure.
It is standing. Boots. Thank you, Senator Nelson. Your point of order is in order. All those in favor of the motion will please stand. Okay, be seated, please. All those opposed, please stand. Point of order.
Thank you,
Mr. Point. They don't need to stand.
Correct. That is the point.
Okay, your point of order is also in order. Thank you. All right, motion fails. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Langer moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 56 be adopted.
All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Here again, we have quite a few new bills today, so Jill and I will read them together. Senate Bill 102, an act to make an appropriation for gas well cleanup in Harding County. 105, an act to distribute a portion of tourism promotion funds to the Special Racing Revolving Fund and the South Dakota Bread Racing Fund. 103, an act to provide for an annual transfer of certain unobligated state general funds into the Local Bridge Improvement Fund Grant Fund. 104, an act to require random drug testing of legislators. 107, an act to revise provisions regarding rape. 106, an act to authorize a county gross receipts tax. 129, an act to exempt motor vehicles owned by licensed ambulance services from certain motor vehicle registration fees. Senate Bill 108, an act to require certain legislative meetings to be open to the public. 109, an act to prohibit certain state employees from acting as a lobbyist for a certain period following termination of employment. 110, an act to revise provisions regarding adjustments to the motor fuel tax fund balance. 111, an act to revise provisions regarding certification of emergency medical responders. 112, an act to provide for the assessment of certain agricultural land as non-crop land. 113, an act to provide that certain information contained within applications for money lending licenses are public records. Senate Bill 114, an act to attribute campaign contributions by certain minors to their parents. Senate Bill 115, an act to authorize the conditional carrying of a concealed pistol in the state capitol by certain persons. Senate Bill 116, an act to provide for the transfer of funds from the Future Fund to the Educational Enhancement Trust Fund for the purpose of funding needs-based grants. Senate Bill 118, an act to establish certain provisions regarding advanced care planning. Senate Bill 119, an act to revise provisions regarding investments by Farm Mutual Insurance. Senate Bill 120, an act to modify the time period allowable for certain covenants not to compete. Senate Bill 121, an act to revise certain provisions regarding manufacturers' warranties for motor vehicles to include all-terrain vehicles. And finally, Senate Bill 122, an act to restrict the enactment of policies governing the possession of firearms at public institutions of higher education.
So, I noticed a lot of curious faces in the crowd of what that was all about. And I'll just explain a little bit. Believe it or not, when our Constitution was written, there was no such thing as the Internet. And so these bills, as far as a matter of public transparency, all the first reading of Senate bills had to be read out loud publicly. And so that's still written in our Constitution. We still honor it. So these ladies were reading the title of each of the bills that have been assigned to committee. Now I will read those same bills' numbers and announce which committee has the hearings on them. So that's what that was about. Okay, the President Pro Tem assigned the bills as following. Commerce Committee gets Senate Bill 113, 119, 120, 123, 124, 130, 135, 138. Education gets Senate Bill 140. Health and Human Services gets Senate Bill 111, 118, 136, 137. Joint Appropriations gets Senate Bill 102, 128. Judiciary gets 104, 107, 115, 122, 127. Local Government gets Senate Bill 103. Senate Appropriations gets 105, 116, 125, 131, 132, 133, 134. State Affairs gets Senate Bill 108, 109, 114, 126, 139. SJR 3. Taxation gets Senate Bill 106 and 112. Transportations gets Senate Bill 110, 117, 121, 129. Thank you very much. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1003, an act to revise eligibility for a deferred imposition of sentence. 1021, an act to revise certain provisions regarding bid bonds for public improvement contracts. 1033, an act to revise provisions regarding transaction of business by trust companies. 1046, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the Attorney Recruitment Assistance Program. 1048, an act to authorize a public body to conduct certain deliberations in an executive or closed meeting. 1053, an act to revise the value of gifts permitted for certain insurance, advertising, or promotional programs. And finally, 1054, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the possession of firearms on certain vehicles.
President Pro Tem have assigned the bills as follows. Commerce gets House Bill 1021, 1033, 1053. Judiciary gets House Bill 1003 and 1046. State Affairs gets House Bill 1048. Transportation gets House Bill 1054. Consideration of executive appointments. Consent calendar.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Kelly Hepler of Peer to the position of Secretary of the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, and also Jonathan E. Locken, Bath, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission.
Okay, the consent calendar of executive appointments of Kelly Hepler and Jonathan Locken are now up for consideration. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the motion then is approval of the executive appointments of Kelly Hepler and Jonathan Locken. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak. Kamak.
Yes.
Cronin.
Aye.
Curran.
Aye.
DeSanto. Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobach.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson. Nessaba.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck is excused. Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Nelson. DeSanto. Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 3 excused.
Motion having received a majority of members elect is hereby declared passed.
It's 32-3. Did I misstate it? Okay. Yeah.
Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 22, an act to place certain substances on the controlled substances schedule and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 22, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Steinhauer.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill comes to us courtesy of the Department of Health through our Senate Health and Human Services Committee. It's the annual update of scheduled of controlled substances, and updating that is necessary because there's changes of derivatives and things that need to be added to the schedule so that we can do proper law enforcement alignment with the rest of the country. And because of that, there's an emergency clause on it. But the chairman, I think, also correctly thought that it would be good to have a little discussion here, because this was citizen input at its finest, and the chair did a great job. We got a lot of emails about one aspect of this bill, which was related to a substance that you might know as cannabidiol or CBD oil. And in 2017, there was a lot of interest in getting this this cannabidiol so that it would be available to the public. Cannabidiol is typically derived from marijuana, marijuana being a Schedule I drug. In 17, we decided, well, the day that the FDA approves a drug, we'll take it and we'll make it a Schedule IV drug, which means that if it's prescribed, you're okay, but otherwise you shouldn't have it, basically, right? Well, the public was concerned because this last year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture approved hemp products. Well, hemp being a relative of marijuana, you can get CBD oils out of hemp as well. And so the question was, if we defined cannabidiol in the bill as a Schedule IV, it might bring into the whole question as whether or not you could have hemp products or not. So our solution was, since there's only one FDA-approved cannabidiol, and its trade name is called Epidiolex, that we would actually break from protocol and schedule Epidiolex. We don't normally name trade name products, but we did in this particular case because it's the only one. And then we also, in anticipating that the name could change or someone else would come under, we said Epidiolex or a successor trade name. That's what's scheduled. CBD oil is not mentioned. And so, therefore, I think we've done a really good job of trying to answer some of those concerns about CBD oils that might be made from hemp. So we've even got some thank yous for the way it was done. So, again, I applaud the chair for the way this was handled, and I'd urge your passing of this.
Further remarks? Any other remarks on Senate Bill 22? Senator Russell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
So, I appreciate your explanation, but I think that as it relates to the public, that we probably need to flesh it out just a little bit as to what we're in fact doing here. Does the department support the modifications that were made in the committee?
Senator Steinauer, do you wish to answer?
Yes, I certainly will. Thank you for the question. If you're speaking to the Department of Health, yes, the Department of Health endorsed the change.
Okay. And particularly, they had recommended that this be scheduled. That's correct?
Please. Senator Steinauer?
Their first draft identified it as a cannabidiol because their normal protocol is not to call out a trade name. So with the controversy related to CBD, we decided to call out the specific trade name, Epidiolex.
Okay.
Senator Nelson,
so,
you have the floor?
Yes,
further question?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes. So the change made in the committee will allow for any item approved by the FDA that is related to the item that we've already, and I can't pronounce it, that we've already allowed, it would simply broaden that. Is that correct? Is that a fair statement?
Senator Steinauer.
Yes, I'll try to clarify. No, that's not correct, because in 2017, the way the wording has remained since then is it said that when an FDA drug becomes available, it would be on scheduled as a Schedule IV drug. That happened in this prior year, and the trade name is Epidiolex, and so that is what we're putting in as a Schedule IV drug now is Epidiolex.
Okay.
Senator Nelson?
So, may I, Mr. President? I really, this is a very interesting matter to me because we had We had dealt with it in the Judiciary Committee just a few years ago. But I didn't track what was going on, but I'm more than interested. So I'd like to know exactly what the effect of the amendment in the committee was, what impact that had going forward that was so different than the way in which the bill was originally drafted.
Senator Steiner, I'll try. And I might have to phone a friend. So marijuana is a Schedule I drug in all of its derivatives and uses and things. You can get CBD oil or cannabidiol, as I understand it, out of marijuana or hemp. If you have a product that contains marijuana, it's a Schedule I product. So here comes a product from the FDA called Epidiolex that's a derivative of marijuana, but it's been approved by the FDA for treating pain and seizures and those types of things. Well, if it's approved by the FDA for that kind of a treatment, it shouldn't be a Schedule I any longer. So we named that particular product into a Schedule IV, as opposed to a more generic name, as I said earlier, cannabidiol, can be hemp or marijuana. I didn't want to go down this track, but I do believe the judiciary and maybe the ag committees need to take a look at the THC content, because that THC is a controlled substance, and you can get hemp-based products, which are now approved by the U.S. Department of Ag, that may or may not have THC in. So it's kind of a buyer beware, but THC-made cannabidiol, or the word cannabidiol, is not scheduled anywhere. So it is kind of a possibility for a hemp-based product. Any marijuana-based product, still a problem unless it's Epidiolex. I hope that helps.
Senator Russell, you have the floor.
That would be called a Freudian slip. May I ask one more question?
State your question.
Thank you. So at the end of the day, with the amendment, any hemp product, the effect of this would be exactly what?
Senator Steiner.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for the question. You said any hemp-based product.
Yes.
And that is a subject that I can't answer. I would say that if it's hemp, it's got THC in it, you probably have a concern.
Mr. President?
Sir Russell.
At the end of the day, were there any objections from law enforcement as to the bill?
Final question, Senator Steinhauer.
Thank you, Mr. President. No, there were not.
Okay, thank you. I greatly appreciate it. This subject is one that I had taken a great interest in, Mr. President, and so I think that for the benefit of the public, that we need to have a real idea of where we're going on this, and I wanted to flesh it out just a little bit here so that, one, I understood where we were going, and also so that the public has some understanding as to where we're going in relationship to this bill. So with that, I thank you for your patience with all of my questioning.
Thank you. Further remarks? Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I would just really urge us to positively affirm Senate Bill 22. It's complicated because it became complicated in conversation. The word cannabidiol comes both from cannabis and from hemp. So in trying to generically define a scheduled drug, which is Epidiolex, the word cannabidiol was used. That created a fair amount of confusion amongst our citizens. because of cannabidiol also being a part of hemp and CBD oil. So we chose in our amendment to put in the trade name because Epidiolex is the only FDA scheduled drug currently in play. We even checked to see if there is another FDA approved drug coming that would happen in 2019 before our next update. The answer was no. So we made an exception to put in the word Epidiolex so that it would be clear we're talking about the FDA approved manufactured drug Epidiolex, period, in that part. Now, secondly, the situation of hemp, which we talked about in our committee extensively, based on the agriculture decision, the U.S. Department of Agriculture at the end of 2018, now the state of South Dakota is going to have to make a decision moving forward about how we are going to react to that federal change. That has not happened yet. Once that hemp decision about how much THC and what can fields be like, and you know there have been conversations in the Agriculture Committee and other places, then we can start to talk about CBD oil. So we changed the language in SB 22 to allay confusion between cannabidiol from hemp, cannabidiol from cannabis. I would urge your support of this annual update.
Thank you. Further remarks? Senator Nelson, I got it right this time.
Yeah, we're kind of like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern from Shakespeare. I want to make sure that we put on the record the legislative intent here. What the good senator was talking about was actually, I believe, the farm bill that was passed that the United States government has indicated that hemp should be allowed to be grown again. So I do stand, I was one of the first legislators that drafted legislation back about 5 years ago trying to get that started here in South Dakota. It's a great cash crop opportunity for our farmers. Hemp was grown by our founding fathers. And when we're talking about hemp, we're talking about the industrial uses of hemp. Currently, South Dakota is importing twine from South America. This is a product that could be used in the state of South Dakota with many, many industrial uses, many manufacturing uses. And I want to make sure that we make sure we put on the record our intent, legislative intent is in no way meant to impede that opportunity in South Dakota for our farmers. Matter of fact, I applaud that it's now going to be the ability for South Dakota farmers to look at it as a cash crop. I've got a lot of constituents that use hemp for homeopathic medicines. So I do thank the committee for addressing those wide concerns. Like many of you, you probably received a lot of emails and calls of concern. So I do thank you on behalf of my constituents.
Further remarks, Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. There might be a few here who still don't know what's going on, so I'm going to say it real easily, but then I'm going to say something I've been saying for about 30 years. Rope is still okay, weed is still jail time, and this is just the fact that I said they'd make marijuana legal when they could learn how to get the profits from it, and that's the first effort at it, I think. So thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 22. All those in favor vote aye, those opposed nay. Reminder, this is a two-thirds vote by virtue of the emergency clause. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck is excused. Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Senate Bill 22, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 51, an act to revise certain provisions regarding trusts.
Senate Bill 51, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Partridge.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 51 is the annual Trust Association update bill, and I do have an amendment at the desk. It has been distributed. It is 51KA.
Stand at ease for a second.
We don't have it here at the desk.
Senator Partridge moves Amendment 51KA. Is there a second?
Second.
It has been distributed. You may speak to the bill and the amendment.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. The trust industry in South Dakota is one of great importance and one that we take pride in as a state. Distributed at your desk was a impact of the benefits of the trust industry in South Dakota. And I won't belabor you by going through every single bullet point, but I'll just highlight a few. South Dakota has over 400 South Dakota employees. These are not folks from outside the state that come in. That's a whole other group of folks. But about 450 South Dakota residents that are employed in the trust industry. This produces some outstanding jobs in our state. And as you can see on your sheet, there's $30 million worth of payroll and increasing all the time. In addition, these trust companies actually spend money, no surprise, with other businesses in the state. Services that they engage in regarding legal services or accounting services that other companies within the state provide for them. That has been estimated to be more than $6 million of service business. One of the common questions that we often get is, what good is the trust industry for our state? Do we get any money, or is there any revenue, is there any fiscal or financial benefit to the trust industry? The answer is, yes, there is. We get about $2.5 million of bank franchise tax out of the trust industry. Additionally, they pay enough in fees to cover all the costs, to cover the examinations and regulation of themselves. So they pay for all of their own regulation. They pay for all. They pay bank franchise tax to the tune of $2.5 million. And we also helped create a captive insurance company that would be ready for any types of litigation related to the risk of some of the insurance, and we've got that covered, and they pay for that as well. On page two, you'll just see a couple of points regarding the tourism of the business industry, business tourism, if you will. They have a lot of people coming in. Of course, we have that in our statute, that they have to be here at least once. And they also hold annual conferences, and I was fortunate enough to go to one of them and see what goes on at their annual conference for the Trust Association. We are very appreciative that we have this opportunity that was put into place many years ago related to the trust industry, in that they have a number of folks here, or a number of trusts here, that we get to be, we domicile the trust, and there's a potential that we could receive charitable benefit from these trusts as well. Part of the state planning and financial planning and trust planning all has to do with the charitable giving that goes on through the trust. And as you know, I won't name the trusts, but there's been a few that have been extremely gratuitous to different projects and ventures throughout our state. So the philanthropy piece of it is also very important. This industry most likely has the capacity to grow. It's growing and will most likely continue to grow in South Dakota. Our institutions of higher learning, both private and public, as you can see there on your sheet, are responding to the need for these high-paying jobs, these service jobs, these quality jobs that relate to the trust industry. In all, the trust industry put this sheet together and actually hired a company to help them come up with the impacts here, and you can read those in further detail should you want to, but they wanted to help answer the question, what good is the trust industry in our state? And so I think these two pages does an excellent job. This is a compilation of legislative, regulatory, trust industry, teamwork, all put together for individual and collective benefit. So the trust industry brings a trust bill that you all probably are familiar with. They bring that bill every single year with just minor changes typically. This year is one of the shortest in that it just has a few updates on clarification of if a trustee has resigned, clarifies the intent of a trust being irrevocable if not stated otherwise, has some termination of trustee language in there, some cleanup language in Section 7 and 8, and then finally in 9 and 10, there's some conflict of interest language that's been put into the actual statute. Very, very important to make sure that there are not conflicts of interest related to those that are engaged in these trusts. So Senate Bill 51, and with the amendments, thanks to the good senator from Yankton, was very, very keen in finding a couple of word errors and a couple of just upgrades to the actual language of the bill. So very grateful and appreciative for that. That's where the amendment comes from. And so this is the trust bill that was originally called the Governor's Trust Task Force. We've taken that out of the governor's office. That is strictly the trust task force now. It does not include legislators or executive branch. They're independent. They only bring forward changes that they all agree on. It has to be unanimous. And typically, they're working on different changes for 3 or 4, sometimes 5 or 6 years before they even bring it in front of us. It has to be completely ready for prime time, vetted and researched before it's brought here in the cleanup bill that we know as the Trust Association bill that we typically see every year to help clarify and to make our trust laws even stronger in South Dakota. I ask for your favorable consideration of this Senate Bill 51, and I'll stand by for questions.
Further comments on the motion? Further comments on the motion to amend? Senator Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to confirm what the good senator from Rapid City told you. I had some concerns about language in portions of the bill. I met with the senator and with members of the task force yesterday. The amendment satisfies my concerns, and I would urge that you adopt it.
Further comments on the motion to amend? Seeing none, all in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further comments on Senate Bill 51 as amended? Any further comments? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 51 as amended. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair. Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Hurd?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Aye.
Nordstrup? Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Dalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg? Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 1 nay, and 1 excused.
Senate Bill 51, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is approved as correct. Announcements. Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Joint Committee on Appropriations taking a deeper dive into some larger agencies starting this next week. Monday morning, 8 a.m., we'll hear from the Board of Regents. So please stop by if you have any questions. Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Health and Human Services on Monday at 10.
Other announcements. Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Local government will meet Monday morning at 8:45. We have three bills to take up. Thank you.
Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be no Senate taxation meeting Monday.
I'll say true. False? I don't. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. I thought I was going to have to stand on my desk. Anyway,
no,
welcome
stand
back.
You're addressing the
We have Senate State Affairs Monday, 10 a.m. in the morning. We've got a lot of bills to work. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Ewing. Further announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator Jensen.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
My highly honored seatmate has a birthday today, 29 years old.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to draw the body's attention to the fact that Rhonda Perkopile over in the LRC is celebrating her birthday. I have reason to believe she's one of those people that doesn't like a lot of people to know, so make sure that you stop by and wish her a happy birthday before you leave the building. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Senator Otten.
Transportation. Stay at home.
No transportation.
The president is going to sign about five bills before we adjourn.
Okay. The President is signing an act to clarify certain provisions regarding regulation of limited gaming in Deadwood, South Dakota.
What do I sign to that? What do I sign to the President?
The President is signing an act to revise parole date calculation provisions. President signing an act to revise the time requirement for parole reports and plans. President signing an act to revise certain provisions of alcoholic beverages code. President signing an act to allow the Office of School and Public Lands to accept internet bidding for the leasing of state minerals.
Senator Kennedy moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Comments on that motion? No comments on that motion. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting, session's adjourned.